stay handy because the next one is U2, and that's item number 163.
Thank you.
Amend contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. for final design and construction support services for the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Biogas Utilization Project number E10033 for $995,410.
Scott, it's all yours.
Thank you. Let's, Carla, can we get that?
Another
one more presentation. Okay. Once again, welcome and good morning. With me today is Vu Han. Vu's an engineer who works in our wastewater engineering team. He's the project manager for this effort. And we're here today asking for authorization to amend a contract with the engineering firm of HDR to add final design and construction support to their current scope of work and to adjust the contract amount accordingly. We have a presentation I think you'll find a little more interesting, and then we're here to answer questions.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. Digester gas, or biogas, is a byproduct from the anaerobic digestion process at the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant. The plant produces about 600 million cubic feet of biogas annually, or about 1.6 million cubic feet a day. Our biogas has about 60% heating value compared to natural gas. Currently, of the total biogas production, we beneficially use almost 80% of it. This diagram illustrates the current utilization of the biogas. Of the total production, about 16% is used in boilers for heating uses on site. 41% is used to generate power used on site. Another 20% is sold to the nearby Malarkey Roofing Company for their manufacturing process. And about 23% is still flared. The objective of this biogas project is to find the most beneficial use for the remaining biogas that is still flared, as you can see in this picture. The city retained HDR engineering firm to evaluate a number of alternatives for the biogas. The analysis consisted of five main alternatives. Alternative one and two are very similar, in which we would expand the existing cogeneration system to make more power. Alternative three is to treat the biogas and convert to vehicle fuel. Alternative four is to treat the biogas and sell as natural gas commodity. Alternative five is to use the biogas to dry biosolids and reduce the number of truck trips in our biosolids land application program. The analysis used the triple bottom line approach, which took into account the costs and benefits of the financial, social, and environmental aspects. The analysis also aligned with BES adopted 12 strategic levels of service and the Climate Action Plan. And the recommended alternative is biogas use for vehicle use with further consideration on pipeline injection.
What does pipeline injection mean?
Pipeline injection means you would inject the product into the utility company gas pipeline to wheel the product to a remote location.
And what to where?
To anywhere.
So it just go into the mix of what's the gas company is
right.
selling, right? So
right. At that point, it would be an accounting exercise.
Treated to the point that it's essentially the same as natural gas, and anybody could burn it.
That's correct. You would have to provide the gas quality to meet the pipeline specifications, and then you could pick up from the other end, and it could be anywhere.
This is similar to home solar when you'll be generating more power than the house needs. It's allowed to go back into the grid as a credit.
From the alternative analysis, and as shown in this present value summary, two alternatives, cogeneration with biogas storage and biogas for biosolids drying, have significant negative net present values. That obviously means they are not good investments from the financial standpoint. The other two alternatives, cogeneration with no biogas storage and gas sales to industry as natural gas commodity, are roughly breaking even. The vehicle use alternative is the only one with significant positive net present value. That is the $8.2 million shown in the analyzed period. All of the analyzed alternatives have net benefits from the sustainability standpoint, which are shown in the monetized values for the social and environmental impacts. However, vehicle use alternative is drastically more, in order of 10 times the financial impact. The main reason is that it will displace the use of the dirty diesel fuel and therefore reduce the greenhouse gases and other air contaminant emissions into the environment. The expected simple payback for the recommended alternative is 8 to 10 years. So why do we want to do gas treatment for vehicle use? I just mentioned it has the most economical and sustainability benefits, but other factors for this recommendation include: it has the most opportunities for grants and financial incentives. It is a sustainable, renewable source of energy. Unless our wastewater treatment plant goes away, we will always have biogas. The energy market is extremely volatile, so we'll be insulated from the market fluctuations as well. Another factor is that it utilizes a domestic source of energy, so we are that much less dependent on foreign oil. Also, there's a likely public and private partnership comes out of this project. It also contributes to building alternative fuel infrastructure in this region and contributes to the Climate Action Plan. This graph shows the industry estimates for greenhouse gas reduction of full-cycle transportation fuel options compared to gasoline. Non-plug-in hybrid electrical vehicle gets about 20% reduction. CNG, which stands for compressed natural gas, gets about 25% reduction. Plug-in electrical vehicle gets about 55% reduction. Now, plug-in vehicle, electric vehicle has zero emission during use. But the key here is full life cycle. In many parts of the country, or many parts of the world for that matter, electricity is still generated by fossil fuels. So that is why plug-in vehicle only gets credit for about 55% reduction as opposed to 100%. The renewable CNG, which is the recommendation, gets a whopping 75% reduction.
Wow.
To give you a sense of the renewable gas capacity, the flared gas volume is enough to produce 1,500 diesel gallon equivalents a day. That is enough to power about 120 F-150 trucks, or about 40 waste haulers, or 25 school buses on a daily basis. Put it another way, this is equivalent to about 25% of the total daily fuel consumption by the entire city of Portland fleet. The top part of this slide shows a process for biogas to vehicle fuel. The biogas goes through a gas conditioning system to remove contaminants, such as carbon dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, siloxane, and moisture, then gets compressed and dispensed into vehicles. The bottom part of the slide shows a rendering of a complete system where biogas enters the left side of the slide through the gas conditioning system, then compressed to the required pressure, stored in the cylinders shown, and dispensed through fueling equipment similar to gasoline fueling equipment. As for current developments, we are in discussion with the local utility company, that is Northwest Natural Gas Company, with the potential of using their pipeline network for wheeling the gas product and possibly for joint marketing of the gas or as a partner for third-party off-takers. We are also in discussion with our own city fleet on the use of renewable CNG internally. We are also in discussions with the treatment plant, biosolids haulers, other city refuse haulers, as well as other potential off-takers. The original project scope and the current project budget were established a few years ago for a cogeneration expansion project. However, through the alternative analysis, that is not the recommended alternative. The recommended alternative, which is vehicle fuel, and the current revised scope is to include a biogas treatment system, compression equipment, storage, and fueling facilities. The current budget is $5.6 million, which was set for a cogeneration expansion project. Our current cogeneration system, which was installed about 7 years ago, was more economically viable at the time due to the financial incentives from grants and tax credit programs, which covered a third of the project cost at the time. Those incentive programs for cogeneration projects have dried up, and in the recent years, redirected toward the alternative fuel infrastructure projects. The revised project budget is $10.9 million, which has been conditionally approved by BES CIP Adjustment Committee with concurrence by the City Council and approval of the final design. BES has submitted an application to the Oregon Department of Energy on the Alternative Fuel Vehicle Infrastructure Tax Program in the amount of $2 million. The project cost could be further reduced by the financial incentive. This application has passed the screening stage and is now in the technical review stage. Ordinance number 185872 approved HER engineering contract for the only pre-design phase. Because we had to do the alternative analysis and did not know the exact outcome, BES elected the phase approach with a separate ordinance for the final design and construction services. The current pre-design contract is $298,600. The contract amendment is $995,410, which makes the total revised contract amount of $1,294,010. The reason for the larger contract amendment is because the final design and construction phases are larger phases of the project than the pre-design. And the fact that there is a scope change in this project from cogeneration to vehicle fuel. This council item approves the contract amendments for HDR engineering for the final design and construction services. The level of confidence rating for this project estimate is moderate. The next steps for the project are to complete the final design, complete discussions and agreements with the utility company and or the off-takers. We project to start construction in early 2016, start up and have gas product available in the year 2017. We'll come back to the City Council at least two more times on this project. Upon the completion of final design and before construction, And an ordinance will be submitted to authorize for bidding an award of a construction contract. Also, upon complete discussions, negotiations, and agreements with the utility company or the off-takers for the gas, an ordinance will be submitted to authorize for a revenue contract or contracts. And with that, we'll take any questions you may have.
Questions?
So I very much appreciate this thorough presentation and your staff for previously answering my staff's questions. So the construction contract would be for about $8 million, somewhere in that order, is that right?
If we get awarded with the financial incentive or the tax credit program.
So I'm a little concerned. I obviously, you've done a very thorough analysis. This seems like the best option, both financially for the ratepayers and also socially for the environment and other considerations. I'm a little concerned about moving forward before we've got an assessment of who's going to buy this product. And in particular, I'm wondering for City Fleet, what would be the cost of converting City Fleet to be able to use this fuel?
We are looking into that. We're looking into the number of vehicles that would come to the treatment plant for fueling. The classes of vehicles, obviously, the bigger vehicles, the better bang for the buck. It is the cost of the conversion of the equipment and the cost of the conversion of the shop to handle the maintenance of the vehicles. We're looking into that, but it requires a more investment. But you would get a full offset of the diesel fuel price as opposed to a wholesale price. So it's a higher risk, higher reward.
When will we have that information as to what's the risk and the reward?
We hope in about within three months.
So before we approve the construction contract?
That's correct. We'll have to come back at the end of the final design to get authorization to go out for construction.
So I'm mindful of the conversion of some of the city cars to biodiesel and then the concern about is that a sustainable source of renewable energy. I love the public-private partnership. This is a uniquely public-private partnership, and also the references to the domestic input, because this is a reliable source of ongoing fuel, as long as we all keep flushing our toilets. So that's really a good thing. I'm going to be very concerned about the cost of converting the vehicles and what the payback is. I appreciated that you saying that the payback just for this part is 8 to 10 years, but that's assuming that we can sell the product, right?
That's correct. Yeah. The project on the table is to wholesale the product.
I think you get kind of a layered approach there, right? I mean, you can sell to the gas company. If I understand your presentation right, you potentially would have the option of selling the product to the gas company until such time as we generate other reliable users, whether they're our contractors or ourselves, right? So maybe in the short run, you're selling it to the gas company. Maybe as we cycle the fleet, you're selling it to fleet. Maybe you're selling it to our garbage haulers if we put that into our renewal contracts with them when they come back for franchise approval. It seems to me, maybe I'm overly optimistic in looking at this presentation, but you've got lots of options about who the buyer is and that those might change over time.
That's correct. The gas company itself is a player.
Yeah.
in this project here. So we are in discussion with them as well.
They're not required to purchase it from us, right? Unlike some of the situations with electric purchases of solar generated power.
That's correct. But I neglected to mention the SB 844, the Senate Bill 844, that requires the utility commission to set aside voluntary programs to incentivize projects to help with building alternative infrastructure in this region. And that is a program that we will have to work with the utility company to have access to. So.
And remind me why it's currently being used, 20% is being used for on-site digester and building heating, 20% is sold to a nearby user. Why can't we just sell off what is currently going to be what is currently being burned off, why do we have to additionally treat this to go into the natural gas system?
The infrastructure to sell off the gas from Milwaukee was put in 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. So it's reaching its capacity at this point. So in order to sell the whole portion of the gas that's flared at this point, you would have to add to the infrastructure, which is, number one, expensive. Number two, is probably it's pretty hard to get permits to build pipeline through private properties and all that.
So this is also renovating the other 80% of the system in this proposal?
No, this project is right now only deals with the portion that is flared at this point.
But you just said that the Malarkey piece needs to be replaced too.
No, it's just it's at its capacity, so expanding it would be difficult.
Yeah.
So we can get they're taking all the gas they can use. We're sending as much as we can get to them, and it's not a viable option for the other remaining 23%.
There's no other nearby industrial user like them, right?
Well, then I'm sorry to be dense, but why does it need additional treatment?
They're using it to make roofing shingles, right?
Yeah,
actually, they buy raw biogas from us because they have equipment that's capable of using raw biogas without treatment. But we cannot get more gas for them, and they don't have the need to get more gas.
Thank you.
So they do not have need for more gas? Malarkey Roofing?
We are still talking with them at this point, but they're pretty much reaching their maximum at this point.
So I guess I'd be interested in knowing, and you don't have to tell me now, but yeah, what is the cost if we were to expand the pipeline capacity to Malarkey compared to the $10 million we're looking here to get a fueling station, which we're not sure yet. We have off-takers lined up, and we're dependent on a $2 million grant. So if that's something, this is a first reading, if you can provide me that information, maybe provide all of us.
First of all, we have an initial proposal from Northwest Natural at this point. We have not accepted it. So we're making a counter proposal to Northwest Natural. With regards to Malarkey, it's like a couple miles or a mile and a half of pipeline there, and it goes through many private properties, railroad tracks and all that. It would be very expensive and very hard to get permits just to build additional pipelines.
So that analysis exists somewhere. I'd like to see it.
We didn't do that specifically, but the cost benefits from this option is a lot more than that option in the alternative to sell biogas to the Milwaukee
I'm a little confused. I mean, I'm very supportive of what you're trying to do here, but I'm confused because on the one hand, you're telling me there's a cost-benefit analysis, and on the other hand, you're telling me it doesn't exist. I mean, we're paying HDR almost $1 million here. We will, if we approve this, be paying them $1 million.
We can double back and give you information
on the analysis.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
And I think one of the things that, in my mind, is relevant here is the value as a fuel, both environmentally, socially, and financially, is quite a bit higher than the value as a biogas burner at Malarkey. So there are certain options that were not included in the analysis because they, on first blush, didn't seem to pencil out. So we can go back and make sure, provide additional information to you on what that might look like. What I'm saying is a lot of the bang for the buck is in the actual use and vehicle fuels, and we wouldn't get that with Malarkey, so it wasn't one of the five that we identified in the formal analysis.
Yeah, no, I guess I appreciate that, but it does seem, and like I said, I like the idea of using this gas for fuels, but yeah. I also know we have issues around, do we have the vehicles to use them, whether the city or our waste haulers or school buses. Those all sound like attractive sources, but I also know that there's cost and acceptance issues around those. I've been around these issues long enough to know that it's getting the demand for that is great. Is maybe not as easy. And then there's a $2 million grant we're depending on, and that makes me a little nervous, too.
Yeah, and I think you all have keyed in on the biggest issue to success, is, and that is finding a market or a buyer for the vehicle fuel and making sure that that works for them as well as for us. And as far as the financial benefits, which portion of those do we try and capture by, say, doing it with City Fleet, or we do some sort of a marketing arrangement with Northwest Natural Gas whereby they could market the gas to other providers. And the returns will be different depending on which customer we ultimately sign up with, and we've got a lot of work to do to figure out where we're headed.
To any construction contract award, then we will have answers to.
You will have all those answers, and we do need.
Do we have the grant?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And the other, to more to the point, is we do need HDR support in helping us evaluate these alternatives and figure out where we're going to be headed. They've been very supportive and very knowledgeable, and so we're relying on them heavily, and that's part of this contract as well, to help us make those decisions.
One other question I have is just, this is pretty innovative. Have other treatment plants elsewhere in the world done such a thing? Is this a first? Is this the 10th such installation? Where are we in that creativity curve here?
There are none out there in this region, but they are looking into it. City of Renton is working on an agreement with BP, doing the similar things. And Washington County, the Rock Creek plant is looking at the same thing for their extra biogas that they have.
I don't mind just being first, but it's interesting when others have tried things out for us sometimes. So, good. Any other questions? Thank you both for a great presentation. We'll take public testimony. So anyone wants to speak, Lightning, come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I'm with Lightning Watchdog X. I don't mind the added money needed for HDR engineering. I think it's very beneficial, and it will be done right. Some of the concerns I have on this is that, as Commissioner Fritz stated, is on the vehicle conversion cost, especially my focus is on the diesel. And I understand you just need to replug the diesel engines and do a carburetor to do this, but again, through your reports, you can state otherwise on what is necessary to do that. Another issue I have is on the overall cost. If I would like to see it actually go through Northwest Natural Gas and really not do the vehicle conversions at this time. And the reason why I'm saying that is that it's my understanding sometimes there's a 10 to 20% loss of power due to this type of fuel, difficulty in starting on cold weather, gas leaks at the carburetors, corrosion of equipment from the biogas, limited range, and there's been many drivers that have stated dissatisfaction. Now, when we're reverting back to the overall cost of the fuel that we really didn't get into, I'd like to maybe also in your studies to look at nitromethane to see if we could possibly, from a cost factor, if that could possibly go in that direction also. Again, as I've stated, is that I definitely want to see this work with Northwest Natural Gas on an overall value here. And as far as on getting the grants and the payoff in 8 to 10 years, it definitely looks like something to possibly proceed forward on at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. One of the thoughts that went through my head as I was listening to the presentation, it's an awful lot of loose ends on this. And also, it seems to me to be so preliminary report that people watching this must have been totally confused. I know I was watching some of the expressions on your faces, and from time to time, you were confused also. At least that's the expression that you had on your face. When I was working for a living, I at one point was a utility supervisor at Long Beach Naval Shipyard, so I have some background in waste. So I understood some of it, but I was lost. So it seems to me that we may be running into a backlash because Commissioner Fish has said to us that anything that approaches $1 million that he would bring before the council. I think on this one, it was preliminary, and there was an awful lot of, I don't know, or we're working on that, or yeah, we have to get back to you on that. And that shouldn't happen. If you ask direct questions to your staff or to the BES, they should have direct answers. So they should have been prepared to answer the question about the fleet and how you and what the expenses would be to change over to fleet to use this biogas. So those are some of the things that went through my mind. I don't object to any of this because it's so preliminary. I hope, and we appreciate some of the questions from the commissioners. They were good questions. And I hope you keep an eye on this because I'm uncomfortable with this for some reason. And I think it has to do with the loose ends and the non-responsive to some of the really good questions that you asked. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I just add one thing real fast to say it? The statement's made that we'll save money on the biosolids. I want to have a calculation on that also, because as you know, in the past, we've had discussions on transportation costs to various locations. So I want to see how that's factored in on this overall project, because everything they've stated actually looks very good at this time. Just needs more analysis. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think we'll get those numbers. Good. Any other questions or comments? So again, some follow-up required here, and look forward to getting more information from you as you've got it. But then this passes to second reading, and this is just for the engineering contract. Obviously, you'll come back on the construction phase if it's still viable. Aye. No, sorry. No, the rest of you haven't voted. just trying to run an autocracy here. Roll call, please.